This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Six after on this Thursday. Glad to have you on board as we head towards the 4th of July holiday weekend. And something happened last night that could have great impact on you and I going forward for years to come. In an embarrassingly easy vote, we got bipartisan support on a bailout for Puerto Rico, $72 billion in debt. An island that used to be prosperous and wealthy until the expansion of welfare and social programs that have taken it from a place where 90% of the people worked to a place where about 40% of the people work, a place where they have no chance of paying their debts. And the United States Senate last night passed the bill, sent it on to Barack Obama, who will certainly sign it. The big problem, however, being Illinois, California, New York, and other states that have squandered their financial resources, spent far more than they ever had, made promises they couldn't keep with your money, by the way, and future money that you might make. And now it goes forward. I find it appalling, frankly. Why can we not let some of these places just go bankrupt and go through the process of restructuring properly? Why can we not do this? Why do we have bankruptcy laws if we don't follow them? Too big to fail, is that what I'm told? My next guest, Congressman Tim Walberg. Congressman, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
So tell me about this Puerto Rico deal.
Well, we wrestled with it in the House, and you're probably aware I voted against the Puerto Rico bill. Not because it was a bailout, because it was structured to not be a bailout, but a restructuring like they're doing with the Detroit school system and other places now with basically emergency manager type approach. But for the same reasons as you've mentioned, we have states like Illinois, we have states like California that will be pressuring for the federal government to help. And when we do things like this, no matter how carefully, allegedly, it was structured, and I don't think it met all of the tests, and that's why I voted against it. But nonetheless, it will give more pressure for us to take care of those type of states and those situations because we've done this. And why wouldn't we do this for our own country, our own states that have had problems that we must get them out of, when in fact we ought to be saying to them, listen, Illinois, California, it is United States of America, but you are separate, equal, diverse states that are truly on your own, and you ought to make decisions that affect your people in positive ways as opposed to bankrupt them. So I
now,
think
I don't know that anybody believes that anymore, though.
Yeah, no matter what promises have been made. What promises have made, ultimately, we're gonna have to wrestle with that. And frankly, those of us that believe that we ought to let the chips fall where they may, and these states, they're making terrible, terrible decisions, it is going to be a battle.
It's going to be a battle that we're going to ultimately lose because the precedent has now been set. We have a bunch of, you know, let's be honest, the whole damn country is being run by leftists at this point, whether it's those that are being appointed by the president to sit as judges, those that are running. It doesn't matter if they call themselves Republicans or Democrats. I mean, these guys, the only place we can get bipartisan support is squandering taxpayer dollars, apparently.
Well, it is a battle, that's for sure. And we've had now almost 8 years of an administration that, frankly, doesn't care what the law says or the Constitution. They're going to do it their own way. But remember, you and I have talked about it now for about 6 years. the fact that this president was trained well by Saul Alinsky, and the rules of a radical have been fully enforced. And every week we see new crises that we have to deal with, and that's one of the key issues that or key points in the rules of a radical keep people in crisis, and you get them off their feet, and you can move directions that they would never have allowed to move before. And we've had that going on in so many ways, so whether it be...
Well, let me ask you about this, speaking about sort of... You know, let me ask you about this. Puerto Rico, I mean, that's a bad deal, I think, for America going forward. But yesterday, I saw Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, and the Mexican President Barack Obama stand up there and tell us that we need a North American trade zone, that we need clean and efficient transportation, protect nature. We need scientific understanding. But here are the things that really concerned me. We need integrated, competitive North America, advanced economic integration. These are the things that were being said from the podium. To me, it sounds like a more of an American Union, similar to the European Union. It seems to me the globalists, including our own president, have not gotten the message.
Well, that's why Brexit is a good thing. It shows for us vivid, full-color illustration that people yearn down at their basic desires to be free and independent. And I think that's a call to America to reignite that viewpoint again, to make sure that this globalism that President Barack Obama and his administration has been pushing for almost 8 years now, that we do the blocking and tackling necessary to get past these next 5 months, get this out of our system, go on in a unified way to put a administration, but more importantly, a Congress in place that will reassert its powers of American nationalism that has all of the best intentions for freedom, for this country and its citizens to succeed, go on, and do doggone what they want to do as free people.
Well, I agree with that. I just wonder if we have a chance, because so many people are asleep. I mean, walk around and talk to people about politics and so forth. They're just asleep out there.
We're up. I hope I am with all of the town halls I do. It's tough. I mean, we've had an awful lot of years that we've been training people to, in some ways, be sheep and expect government to take care of them. It's not working, and that's why I think people are really, really up in arms right now. We're not happy. We're frustrated. We're confused. We're bitter. We're angry, and that's just my family. And it goes across the board, and maybe this is the time we can unite as freedom-loving Americans, those of us who are, and I still think the majority are. We just have to have leaders who appoint that way, and doggone it, let's work together to do that.
All right, well, hold that thought right there, Congressman. Hold that thought right there. We're going to work ourselves for the break here, because I got some other stuff I want to talk about. As soon as we get back, I want to talk about some things that about who's going to run for president, about who's going to be the next president, because I noticed there that you pivoted to say, well, we need to take care of Congress. I think that there's a tell there in that comment. This is Thursday here on the program. The hotline number, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. The brand new SteveGruber.com will be up and running very soon. I'm looking forward to it, and so are you, even if you don't know it. Trust me on this. You're going to love it. And all its resources and all the things it has for you specifically. It's Thursday on the Steve Gruber Show.